Hey, ladies. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am Dr. Carlia East, and it's time for us to sip, savor, and elevate our minds. Let's go ahead and take a sip before we get started because I got a doozy for y'all today. Yes. So, when I tell you one of the things that we've been working on in thriving through our divorces, breakups, and separations is recognizing the pivot. And I think sometimes as women, we don't recognize that this pivot is real. And not just the pivot in our relationship, but also how this pivot then spills over into other dynamics of our lives. I'll give you point case and example. As an empowerment coach, a clinical psychotherapist, mastermind, right? And all of that, there's so much that I have on my plate, right? And as you know, when you are going through a divorce, breakup or separation, there's lots of things that have to be divided in that aspect. And so there's, family members that you got to communicate with. There's your kid that you got to communicate with. There's, whether you're going to stay in the home or sell the home or move away or what does that look like? And then can we not even get into finances and what that situation is? Just your self-esteem, the fears, the unknown, all of that. But on top of all that, you also experience low energy. Now, I don't know how many of you ladies can relate to this, but I'm going to paint the scenario for you. You're managing the best you can with everything, right? Because what do I tell you, ladies? We are too beautiful to be bitter, right? You are managing everything the best way you can. And then even the things that you've started for yourself, even during that relationship, you were like, I'm going to do this. This is something I want to do for me. I'm going to invest this back into myself, right? So you're doing it. You're doing the damn thing. You're working out. And then divorce, separation, breakup happens. So you're thrown for a little spin. It takes you off your feet, rocks your world a little bit, but you bring it back. We strong as hell. We don't stay down for too long. So we bounce back, right? So then we're going, we're getting into the regular routine. We've accepted the fact that this is no longer an issue. We're like low-key excited about the fact that we have a new chapter going on. But then we're starting to look at the things that we've been investing in, the things that we've been putting time and energy in, the things that we've been working on to cultivate ourselves. And we're recognizing that we just don't have the motivation anymore. That is not the same. And it's like, why can't I find my damn motivation to do this? Why can't I find my freaking energy to be able to do this? And then you start feeling like you're failing, right? You start feeling stagnant, like you're not maybe meant for this, or maybe I should quit, or maybe this is not my calling. Why can't I find my energy? Am I allowing this breakup, separation, or divorce to get to me? Am I allowing myself not to be as strong as I thought I was? Am I weak? What the hell is going on? Let me tell y'all what the hell is going on. Your energy is shifting. Your motivation is shifting because I need you to go back to the original reason why you started doing and engaging in that hobby, expertise, transition, pivot, career move in the first place. Look at your baseline motivations. Your baseline motivation wasn't just you. It was also that joker that was getting on your damn nerves. It was also that person that was making you feel like you were less than. It was also that person that was in a constant invisible competition with you that you weren't even in with them. It's that person. That's why you were like, I'm going to go over here. You didn't just go over here because of that, but that was a motivating factor. So when we pivot in this process of when we're dealing with difficulties or challenges in our marriages, difficulties or challenges in our engagements, in our relationships, and we begin to start looking at ways to self-develop, right? To focus on ourselves, to go inward, to deal with the things that we need to do on our own so that we can feel stronger and better as women and the beautiful beings that we are, you have to understand that part of your motivation in doing that task was the bullshit. That was part of the motivation. So when you're sitting here looking at these tasks and these goals that you still want for yourself, and you no longer have the same level of energy, because you don't, and you won't, we've got to find new energy. We've got to find new motivation. And sometimes finding the new motivation means accepting the place that you are right, damn it, now. Do y'all understand me? Just because I no longer have the capacity to do a podcast every freaking week, because I don't, doesn't mean that I don't want to do them. What it means is I need to do them the way that, first of all, I want to do them, number one. And number two, I need to do them in the timing that is going to feel good for me. Right? I had to look at myself, ladies, just like I'm asking you to look at yourself because I'm taking y'all with me through this process, right? I had to look at myself and say, wait a minute. I love doing this shit. This is what I do. I figure things out and have been given the discernment from the man up above to understand how to explain this shit in the lamest terms so that we can make it through this. This is what I do. So why am I feeling down? Why am I questioning? Why am I feeling low energy for what I'm doing? Because my motivation is different. I'm no longer pushed in this direction because I'm trying to escape what's over here, because I'm trying to find me better, because this one lost me a long time ago. Y'all get what I'm saying? What we got to do is look at that, look at our bags, see the areas that we feel like we still love and we want to cultivate, but we can't quite find the same level of energy, and adjust the knob. Adjust your energy to match the new you, the better you, the thriving you. That's what we're doing. So I had to look and say, do I really want to do this every week? Do I want to do it in the format that I've been doing it? And I said, hell no, I don't want to do that. So I decided to do my podcast every other week and to make it mine, meaning I'm going to talk about the shit that I'm going through and give y'all ladies a nugget. And at the end of the day, if you want to connect with me, that's fine. But we are all going through this process at a different pace. And we have to learn how to recognize that it's okay to pivot within the pivot. It's okay for us to have made this change during that process, cultivating ourselves, restoring our energy back, and then recognizing, hey, now I need to pivot a little bit more in this direction to accommodate where my energy is going. Because let me tell y'all, the doc's energy is going into a lot of spaces, mainly me, but it's going into my transition, right? It's going into my beauty. It's going into my growth. Right? And my optimism about my future, and not my future with another person, because a sister optimistic about that too, but my future with me, because I'm kind of a big deal and I like how I'm rocking myself lately. I like how me loving on me looks to me. Okay? Ladies, do not feel negative, bitter, or confused about the fact that you need to rearrange and adjust the knob on your energy. Just do so, because this is your life. And regardless of the fact that that chapter or that season is over, we have many seasons that are waiting ahead of us for us to soar, fly. And just like the leaves, honey, I will change and continue to grow, because that's what I do. That's what resilient women do. Now, I hope that I gave somebody a word today who's feeling weak in their transition, because you're not weak, baby. Let's just adjust it. Okay. I am Dr. Carlia East. As y'all know, I've been in this game for over 20 years, helping women throughout the whole United States thrive through relationships, divorces, become happy, become emotionally sober with themselves, stop imposturing when you walk into a room, and always show up as authentic, as secure as you can. And I am here to help any woman that needs help thriving through divorce, separation, or breakup, helping you to do it with grace and style and class and with a little dead ass, because that's how we do it. So if you want to connect with me, there's a link that will be in the comments, so you can definitely jump on a deep dive call with me so we can figure out how to help you thrive. If not, I hope these nuggets and these, you know, abilities for my transparency to show through continues to help you soar and thrive, because ultimately we are better women when we know how to be strong and when we know how to sit down. Okay. So ladies, have a good one. Be healthy, be safe, be blessed. Do not stop drinking your wine, your Hennessy, yo juice, yo milk. Keep it sipping, baby, as I will. Because life is about tasting every single thing that you can and enjoying how it feels. Y'all be safe and be blessed. Take care. I'll holler at y'all in 2 weeks. Bye.